Republican lawmakers in Annapolis are proposing some measures that would change how you vote in Maryland. One is a requirement that voters show identification before they cast their ballots. That could include a utility bill, a bank statement, or a paycheck. Another proposal would require signature verification on mail-in ballots. The Republicans are pointing to what they call major deficiencies in the 2020 election. We talked about this a little earlier with Maryland Matters reporter Bennett Leckrone about what the Republican lawmakers announced.
It's something that's been introduced during several legislative sessions and has failed several times. It was introduced by Republican Senator Justin Reedy. Essentially, the Republican senators in the Senate Republican Caucus says they want to shore up voter confidence in elections after the 2020 elections, where we saw a lot of misinformation.
The thing about it is, at least from what I have been hearing from Governor Larry Hogan, he was all about, during the big controversy over Donald Trump suggesting the election had been stolen, etc., Larry Hogan was very much at the forefront of, we had a fair election, everything was fine. Do you think that conflicts with what this message that's coming out of Annapolis is?
I think it might, but I think what the Senate Republicans at their press conference were mostly focused on was saying whether there was fraud or not, they want these measures in to shore up voter confidence due to those false allegations of fraud.
So basically, even though there may not have been much fraud at all, they still think this is a good idea.
Yeah, and there certainly was not much fraud in Maryland, if any, that we've heard of.
Can we get into what measures we're talking about here? Would you have to present a certain form of ID before voting?
This new legislation sort of takes a different approach to some of the compared to some of the hardline ones in the past. So instead of just a government ID, Reedy's bill includes a current government-issued photo ID, a current utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, or basically any document that can verify a voter's name and address.
Some critics say that members of our minority community, whether in Maryland or in other parts of the Washington area, tend to not have ID as much as other groups, and this is discriminatory.
Groups like the ACLU have pointed out that minority voters lack ID and the kinds of things described in this bill disproportionately compared to white voters. So those groups and voting rights groups are saying that this amounts to voter suppression with a disparate impact on people of color.
You're saying this has been introduced several times, not necessarily these specifics, but this kind of measure, and it's failed. Is there more support for it now?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard any Democratic lawmakers express support for this kind of legislation. There is a lot of support for election reforms this year. I know that there are some efforts to increase transparency at the State Board of Elections, some efforts to permanently expand mail-in ballots, mail-in voting in the state, but I have not heard of any additional support for this kind of legislation. I think that they hope that by expanding the ID requirements to include things like utility bills and bank statements, that Democratic lawmakers will maybe be more receptive of this kind of ID law. But Democratic lawmakers have sort of said they want to focus more on expanding access to voting rather than putting additional restrictions on it. That's the discussion that'll be had around it, whether this legislation presents additional hurdles for voters, particularly traditionally disenfranchised voters and people of color, to get their ballots.
That's Maryland Matters reporter Bennett Leckrone on Skype.